Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
A rally in March taking place in Central Park, led by the family of hostage Idan Alexander of New Jersey, sponsored by the New York Hostages and Families Forum. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
They sang and they chanted, "Bring them home now." They held the Israeli flag high over their head, and they held up the pictures of the people still being held by Hamas. The leader of the group then read the names of each of the 101 hostages still in captivity. Adan Alexander of Tenafly, New Jersey is one of them, and his mother Yael Alexandra spoke.
As a mother, I cannot describe the pain of not knowing where your child is or how he is. My family and I are heartbroken, but we will never stop fighting for his return.
She said not even the Red Cross has been allowed to check up on the hostages. Alexandra said there must be a ceasefire. She said it will help families on both sides. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Meanwhile, protesters at Times Square wore the black and white keffiyehs and chanted slogans like, "Gaza, Lebanon, you will rise, the people are by your side." And crowds participating in pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protests and memorial events across Europe, North Africa, and Asia on this day, the eve of the first anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. Winds News Time, 3:03. A rally this afternoon calling on the city to shut down brothels that have popped up along Roosevelt Avenue in Queens. The NYPD has raided a number of locations in recent weeks. Community activists say many remain or simply reopen after police make a few arrests for prostitution. A Queens man is under arrest for sex trafficking in Hicksville, Long Island. Police say 27-year-old Wilson Rodriguez Peralta was caught following an investigation into prostitution in Nassau County. The charges against him include sex trafficking and promoting prostitution. And staying on Long Island, a murder investigation in Hempstead. Police got a 911 call about a woman in a basement of a home on Botsford Street around 8:30 last night. When they arrived, they discovered a 29-year-old woman had multiple stab wounds. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information is asked to call Nassau County Crime Stoppers, 1-800-244-TIPS. Back in the city, curbside composting begins today in Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island. That means city sanitation will pick up your yard waste and food scraps. The sanitation commissioner, Jessica Tisch, telling 1010 Winds how it will work.
Residents of all five boroughs can set out their compostable material, anything from their kitchen, anything from their yard, on their recycling day. Set it out in a bin labeled compost. We will come collect it.
Composting has already begun in Queens and Brooklyn. There is a grace period to get used to this, but fines for failing to compost will start in April. It's not exactly a cat stuck in a tree story, but it is a kitten who was trapped inside a United States Postal Service truck in Midtown. John DeBacker was one of the people who rescued the kitten. He tells 1010 Winds it was not an easy job.
Four rescuers, plus actually several USPS workers, spent most of the day trying to free the kitten, which included setting several humane traps, smelly food. Nothing was working, unfortunately. So by nightfall, I realized that I was the kitten's best hope for a successful rescue.
DeBacker was finally able to grab the kitten from a nook next to the steering wheel. He believes the cat likely climbed into the truck from underneath. Three people are now in custody for the assault on former Governor David Paterson and his stepson Anthony Sliwa. Two of them are teens, a 12 and a 13-year-old. They've been charged with gang assault for allegedly punching Paterson and Sliwa in the face and body Friday night on 2nd Avenue near 96th Street. It happened after Sliwa and Paterson told a group of teens to stop climbing a fire escape. A representative for Paterson says the suspect or one of the suspects had a, quote, previous interaction with Sliwa. City Hall is still not confirming reports that the first deputy mayor, Sheena Wright, plans to resign. Spokesperson for Mayor Adams says no personnel changes are confirmed until it's announced. Wright is Adams' second in command at City Hall. She recently married schools chancellor David Banks after the home they share was raided amid ongoing federal investigations. There have been a flurry of resignations from the Adams administration. As federal prosecutors said last week, they could bring more charges against Adams.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.